All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Don't worry, I haven't been crying. My eyes are watering because we were just watching that Olympic footage from that we played on the last of the pregame. That is so good. It is very symbolic. Obviously, I'm not watching the Olympics. Complete and total boycott of the Olympics. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not watching 1 second of it. They came out with a lame apology. It was the lamest apology ever. They came out and said, you know what? We didn't do anything to denigrate anybody's religion, but if we hurt anybody's feelings, we're sorry. That's what they said, for all intents and purposes. Yeah. And then the actual producer, director, creator of the entire opening ceremony for the Olympics basically just came out and said, well, you know, we just wanted to exude love and tolerance and blah, 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 all these different things, which, of course, all the people that are being portrayed in that opening ceremony, all of them lack all tolerance.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody who claims they want to be tolerant, just say, you know what? Are you going to tolerate right wingers? You going to tolerate Christians? Are you going to tolerate people who don't agree with you? And then suddenly they're very intolerant. So the people who are preaching tolerance, as always, are the least tolerant. And the people who claim to be anti-racist are the most racist, as we know.
Yep.
And my one thing on, you know, where we continue to hammer Kamala, people would say, Tom, you're just going after Kamala. That's correct. I'm going after Kamala. I didn't, you know, start a podcast to make friends. Obviously. So we're attacking. There are enemies, and I'm talking about totally nonviolent. There are enemies, and they must be attacked politically, verbally attacked all the time. And if you, like a lot of people, they live in sweet oblivion, and they actually have a life. Unlike me, you know, I'm always looking up all this political stuff. Oh, I'm reading what the left is putting out. And that's very difficult for people. I'll do it for you. If you don't want to do it, I'll do it for you. I'm reading what the left puts out. And they are endlessly running down, making videos, propagandizing against our movement, against what we believe in. Not just our, not, and when I say movement, I don't mean Trump. I mean conservative. I love Trump. I'm just saying, I'm talking about being a legit conservative. They're always running us down, putting out propagandist videos. They're just all bold-faced lies. So we need to answer the call. You don't answer the call by not playing the game. You got to get into the game. And if the game is a street fight, then it's a street fight. So here in the TLP, we're going to run Kamala down for the next, what do we got? August, September, October, November. So for the next roughly 4 months-ish, we're going to run Kamala down 5 days a week.
Yep.
And if something happens that's more, you know, spectacular, like the shooting, or someone drops out, or there becomes a new nominee, Aaron is already committed. We're doing a podcast that day, no matter when it is.
Yep.
You know, probably when Biden dropped out, from now on, we'll probably do a podcast, even if it was that Sunday when he dropped out, even if it's for 30 or 40 minutes or whatever. You know, we'll keep it to 30 minutes or 40 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour, hour and a half, 3 hours. But anyway, something like that. But anyway, we're committed. I mean, we're attacking these people. We're going to show them who they are. And then she's running from being the border czar. Now, why would you run from it if you said that the border's closed?
Yeah.
We have her on video over and over again. It's just like Patrick there from SpongeBob SquarePants. He's like, what about technology? We have it on video where you are calling yourself the border czar, your administration's calling you the border czar. You are the border czar, and they may not use the word czar all the time or at all, but they basically said she's in charge of the border.
Yeah.
So she's been the border responsibilities have been delegated to her from the vegetable from Joe Biden given to Kamala Harris. So we know that. So and over again, another little caveat or benefit of technology is we have her saying over and over again the border's closed.
Yep.
Alejandro Mayorkas says the border's closed. Everybody says that the border is closed except for the CBP and everybody that actually has eyeballs that are looking at the border. But she said over and over again, the border's closed. So why are you running from being the border czar? If you are proud of what you've done at the border, proud of what your administration has done at the border, and that's the other thing, even if you weren't the border czar, even if you weren't in charge of the border, which she was, you would claim now that you're running for president. If you were proud of what your administration did at the border, you'd be claiming, because they're all liars anyway, that you're the border czar. You'd be claiming it because these people won't hesitate to lie. So you would claim the success story that is the Biden administration's work at the southern border. You'd be claiming the success story that this border is closed. So why are you not proud of it? Why would you run from it? I don't understand it, because over and over again, you said the border was closed. All right, so that's all for the pregame. But anyway, so let's do this. Listen, I'm trying not to do stuff on the shooting, on the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, which occurred, let's see, it's Monday, so roughly 16 days ago, 15, 16 days ago.
Yeah.
Trying not to continue to do that. I hope this doesn't get overly redundant or repetitive for you, but new stuff keeps coming out. So when new stuff comes out, we got to cover it. I've got a stack of vaccine stuff. Had an NFL player have to leave training camp today or yesterday because he had, can anybody guess, blood clots.
Yep.
So here we go again. So, which, by the way, never has happened in the history of the NFL before. I know there's been little extraneous events that have happened in the NFL periodically throughout the years, but never before have we seen a player drop dead on the field and have to be resuscitated, or he would be dead to this day.
Yeah.
And now another player has left. We had J.J. Watt, suddenly has never had a health problem in his life, forced into retirement because his heart stopped. I mean, it's just kind of weird. J.J. Watt, I mean, you couldn't have more of an Adonis.
Yeah.
More of a perfect physical specimen of a human being to this day, except suddenly, after taking two or three Modernas or Pfizers, his heart stops. I mean, it's kind of weird. His heart stops. I mean,
yeah.
His whole life, his heart never stopped before. You know, he's 30-something years old, never had a heart problem, never had a diagnosed heart problem, never had a heart problem. And by the way, he's checked all the time. 50% of all Big Ten athletes now have undetected myocarditis. That's an absolute fact, by the way, which means that every athlete in the vaccine era, where all these athletes in these big conferences were forced to take vaccinations, that means half of our college athletes, for all intents and purposes, have undetected myocarditis, the ones during the vaccine era. So we're still in the vaccine era. Obviously, most of them were freshmen when vaccines came out. So again, and I have a whole stack on vaccine stuff, the whole, you know, vaccine schedule for kids, which I kind of went into a little bit the other night, where basically when I was a kid, you had three vaccinations, which I probably got. I don't remember. I was little. I remember lining up in a large vaccine line in school, though. I do remember that. So you had three, four vaccines. If you're my age, I'm 55. And now, so you went from three to 103. That's where we are now, just so you know. I mean, that's where we are. So you take your little kid in, and you're crazy if you're a parent and you do this. And I mean, here I'm just squeezing vaccines in. I'm just squeezing it in. This is all sneaky. You're not even supposed to notice this right now. It's subliminal that I'm sneaking in vaccine stuff because I hate this vaccine. You know, everything having to do with the vaccines, both for health purposes and for the motivations of the globalists. But now you're crazy. You take your kids in, you get vaccinated. All the science has come out. They have not testing. They've never tested these vaccines with a placebo group. Tom, you mean like one of them? No, none of them. None of them. Not one of them. Plotkin has come out. Plotkin, Stanley Plotkin, the godfather of vaccines, has come out and said, we never did placebo tests. So they never actually tested people taking the vax versus for people who didn't take the vax. And that same exact, they pulled the exact same thing with COVID-19 vaccinations. As soon as the vax came out, they said, this is such an emergency, we're going to eliminate the placebo group. So every single vaccine that your child has ever gotten has never been tested, just so you know.
Yep.
What do you mean never? I'm never been tested. There's never been a comparison between a vaccinated child and an unvaccinated child. It's never been done. Here's the only problem with that is that basically they've committed treason by doing that.
Yeah.
And these are all lies. Minimum of fraud, maximum of treason, and really culpable negligence and all these deaths. People need to be in federal prison for the rest of their lives because they're not. If you come out and say, you know what, these are untested vaccinations, just like they did before, you know, they came out and said these are vaccinations with the mRNA gene therapies, these genes, gene manipulating, gene altering vaccinations. If they came out and said these are gene altering drugs, in other words, anybody have a problem with us reaching in using nanolipid particles and penetrating your genetic material and altering it to produce S-spike proteins for the rest of your life and produce trillions of them and causing you to have no immune system, would you take this vaccination? If you actually told, like, we know most people are, they're sheep. They are. It just is the way it is. Most people are. Even most conservatives are. Not the people on this podcast. Not people watching, like, Alex Jones or Bongino or people like that. But I'm just saying, or Tucker. But most people are sheep. And most Christians are sheep. So, if somebody would have actually come out and said, your genes will now be altered for the rest of your life. And before you stick this in your 7-month-old child, their genes will be altered for the rest of your life and probably never have children. Maybe some people out of the 5 to 6 billion that took this vaccination, maybe some people would have said no. Maybe half the people would have said no, but they purposely withheld that information and they called it vaccinations. And then they changed the name of that, changed the definition of vaccination.
Yeah.
Well, in every place that actually holds a definitive definition, they changed the term vaccination from something that prevents disease to something that prevents the most serious affect of disease.
Right.
They just changed, just like they changed, they completely and totally removed gain of function research off the NIH website.
Yep.
over and over and over again, we see Nazi tactics, we see KGB tactics from the people calling us a threat to democracy. All right, back to the shooting. I mean, I never started the shooting, so on to the shooting. All right, so the new timeline came out. Full credit, Gateway Pundit. Be quoting a lot from Gateway Pundit tonight, quoting a lot from George on Twitter tonight when we get to Venezuela. Big things happening in Venezuela. Another socialist communist country falling, basically burning to the ground as we speak. And not harming, nope, not calling for anybody to be harmed, but at least politically speaking, that's exactly what should be happening. All right, so Gateway Pundit timeline. I'll tell you when to throw these up, Brent, in just a second. But here's the timeline. Butler ESU, Butler Police Department, their emergency response team, their sniper team, holds a briefing for local SWAT and sniper unit at 9 a.m. on 7/13. So we had 1/6, which should not be a day of infamy, which was a Fed insurrection. 7/13 is a big day.
Yeah.
1/6, who cares? So 9 a.m. on 7/13, Butler sniper unit holds a briefing for local SWAT and sniper units from Butler County, Beaver County, and Washington County. So they have a briefing for all of the sniper, the CS teams, the counter sniper teams. A 46-page slide deck is provided outlining areas. It's at 9 a.m. on 7/13, areas of responsibility for each local unit. Staging locations, including sniper positions for local units and the Secret Service. Attendees note the absence of the Secret Service. Shocking. Remember now, I told you this is how it works. People think that when you have a cabal, when you have a plot, everybody on the ground's involved in the plot. No. Most of the Secret Service is not involved in this plot.
Correct.
Every local cop is not involved in the plot. They're basically trying it. Everything is not a trial balloon. Everything is an attempt to see if they can pull it off. They can't involve too many people because then they'd have to kill too many people off.
Exactly.
They'd have to killery all of these people afterwards. Basically, I'll just make up a number. Say 6 people know about this plot to kill Donald Trump. Whether it's the FBI, whether it's Ray, whether it was Kim Cheadle, whether it's Biden administration, was Kamala Harris, whoever it is involved in this, globalists, leftists, whatever it is. Say that there's 6 people involved. One of the people that was involved was Thomas Matthew Crooks.
Mm-hmm.
And you think he was going to survive the day?
No.
He was going to be shot by the people. If he wasn't shot by a white hat, he would have been shot by a black hat.
Exactly.
He was going to die before he left. They would have blown up his car on the way out and then blamed right-wingers for it.
Yep.
Attendees note the absence of the Secret Service. Only the people running the entire thing. The people running the entire op. I'm talking about the righteous op of the protection op of Donald J. Trump. The people actually running the event are not there for the briefing. But don't worry. This is all just coincidence.
Yeah.
And it's now come up. Now, credit Dan Bongino. Do you know how... I'm never getting past the shooting. It's 9/21.
True.
I've got to get to Venezuela, though. Help me, Aaron. Help me get. I got to get to Venezuela at least. It's come out via Dan Bongino. I can't believe it's already. Nice. See, I wasted 10 minutes talking about vaccines. It wasn't a waste, but anyway.
Every time.
Yeah, I know. So it's recently come out. This was the Secret Service SOPs, the Standing Operating Procedures. You know how they decided whether or not CS teams, whenever I say CS teams, so everybody knows, I'm getting this all from Dan Bongino. Please watch him. His synopsis on this event is the best that I've heard. Plus, he's got whistleblowers talking to him every day from the Secret Service. Yeah. So it's really, I listen to him on iHeartRadio every single day. I never miss one. But anyway, this was how they determined whether or not to send CS teams, counter-strike, counter-sniper teams, to Trump events. Drive time. They said that if it was drive, this is via their own communiques. This is how now you have Ronald Rowe, finally remember name. There, I finally got it, Aaron.
Yeah.
Ronald Rowe is now the acting director of the FBI, of the Secret Service. He was second in charge of Kim Cheadle, in charge of personnel allotments. So whenever the Trump team asked for more personnel to be at their events, it went to the current acting director of the Secret Service. So the man who got Donald Trump shot in the face is now in charge. He got promoted.
Yeah.
They fired Cheadle, who they should have fired. Not fired. She was given the option to resign. Should have fired her. Ronald Rose should be fired, and 25 positions down from him should be fired.
Exactly.
And they should ask Dan Bongino to continue to do his podcast and run the Secret Service from where he's at, because he'd be way better than both of them.
Yeah.
Basically, just from his house every day in Martin County, Florida, run the Secret Service. They'd be better off. But anyway, so that's how they decided, if it was within driving distance. Now, can anybody here in the room determine what is the problem with, I got three other people in the room with me. What is the problem with saying if it's within driving distance? What determines if it's within driving distance?
Right.
What's that timeline? You see, leftists are always leftists. Why didn't they rescue the 13 at Benghazi?
Mm-hmm.
They said there was no time. Not the 13 hours. Why didn't they rescue our personnel at Benghazi in the 13 hours? They said there was no time. So first of all, it ended up lasting 13 hours and there was no time. But how did you know there was no time
exactly
during the event?
Exactly.
I mean, do you see these people? A, you need to understand it's really two or threefold. They don't give a crap about you, and all the Christians put their masks on and take their vaccines and close their churches. They don't give a crap about you. They're fine with you dying. And like I always say, and I always lose viewers whenever I talk about abortion, which is always funny to me that I lose viewers when I talk about abortion. But if the same, you need to understand the heart of people. Is it Holy Ghost or is it reprobate? It is one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Most inside the church are reprobate, but it is one of the two. If you can pull a human being out of a womb, piece by bloody piece, and have them look you in the eyes with their eyes you're about to sell on the black market, you will kill anybody without thinking twice about it. They don't give a crap about you. They have rules of engagement in all these foreign wars. This is why I'll tell you, as much as I wouldn't allow my kid to be vaccinated if I was the father of a young child, I would never allow my son to join the military.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go over and fight under our rules of engagement, ROEs, that are going to send him to Leavenworth for the next 27 years of his life because he accidentally killed the wrong person. And Hussein Obama, who's spooning with Big Mike every night, sleeps like a baby, putting people in prison for ROE violations while he drone strikes hundreds of people to death, including two Americans, sleeps like a baby at night, whisker on whisker crime with Big Mike. Every night, no problem whatsoever. They don't give a crap about you and are perfectly fine with you dying.
Yep.
Understand that. Please understand it. So that's who these people actually are. They don't care. So the people running the event, they decide whether or not a CS team is going to go by driving distance from Washington, D.C. And how do you determine what's the acceptable driving distance? Is it 100 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles, 3,000 miles? Which is it? Who knows? Aaron, what do you got?
I have a question about the driving distance. Do they have like a perimeter of how far they're willing to drive? And is there a cutout?
Is there a
like
Pac-Man?
Pac-Man?
Is there Pac-Man?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good question. Since that's another SOP, is you have a 200-yard perimeter, and inside the 200-yard, you have a Pac-Man's mouth that allows a shooter to be at 140 yards. Strange. I mean, but that's all coincidence. 200-yard perimeter with a Pac-Man's mouth, and right there at the corner of that Pac-Man's mouth is 140 yards of Thomas Crooks. this is all accidental. This was all misfeasance, not malfeasance.
Of course.
So the Secret Service doesn't show up at their own briefing. Okay. Initially, Secret Service had no plans for sniper units, but later changed their decision. I guess it was within driving range. 9:27 a.m., so basically half an hour after the Secret Service missed the briefing, Matthew Crooks, the alleged shooter, enters a Home Depot in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. CCTV footage shows him entering alone. Crooks purchases a 5.5-foot aluminum dual-platform ladder. That's weird. 9:42 a.m., Crooks exits Home Depot. CCTV footage captures him leaving the parking lot, though the vehicle make and model is undetectable, unidentifiable. 10:30 a.m., two local law enforcement snipers position themselves on the second floor inside the Democratic activist-owned American Glass Research AGR building. So here, a text was sent. Here's a pic of the text. This is at, now I'm skipping ahead now. This is the next verified communication. all the way up to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, Trump took the stage at 6, was shot at 6:11. Remember, Trump took the stage slightly after 6 p.m., was shot at 6:11. This is 4:26 in the afternoon. Local sniper team talking to each other. Someone followed our lead and snuck in and parked by our cars, just so you know. Now, the event should never happen until this is all resolved.
Right, exactly.
This crooks, by the way. So why is this not solved? I'm just letting you know because you see me go out with my rifle and put it in my car so he knows you guys are up there. He's sitting to the direct right on the picnic table about 50 yards from the exit. That's Thomas Crooks. And Trump is allowed on the stage about an hour and a half later, a little over an hour and a half later, he's allowed on the stage without anybody ever finding this guy, without anybody... Get this, Brent, and put the camera on Brent there. Another cop from Cincinnati, Ohio. They never run the tag, Brent. Nobody actually walks out and runs the tag. There's already a bolo issued for this man. His parents have already called him in. I'm doing this because Brent has handled hundreds and hundreds of police calls. Why do you not walk out to the car and run the freaking tag? Man, I'm miscussing right now. Why is it?
Yeah.
You never run the tag, and if you did run the tag, there's already a local bolo issued for Thomas Matthew Crooks because his parents said he left the house and he's a threat to the community.
Yeah.
So he would have been Baker acted, what we call Baker act here in Florida, put in 72 hours of forced psychiatric care. Nobody walks out to run the tag on the car.
So stupid.
Okay, the Secret Service should be there. Did no one tell the Secret Service about this? Well, we'll find out. All right, now we'll skip ahead. 5:10 p.m., Crooks is first observed by the AGR Sniper 1 at the AGR building. Now he's at the AGR building. 5:14 p.m., AGR Sniper 1 takes photos of Crooks. Thank you. Good, great timing. AGR Sniper 1 takes a photo of a bicycle and two bags near the AGR building. They still let Trump on the stage with this. By the way.
Oh, my God.
Aaron, if you are able to pull off the miracle, if you can get me the Pac-Man thing, if you can find it somehow. Bicycles are not allowed within the 200-yard perimeter.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. You're like, well, this is outside the perimeter. No, it's not. This is inside the Pac-Man's mouth. This right here. That's inside the Pac-Man's. You have the 200-yard perimeter in this weird little triangle where they allowed things within 140 yards in. So you have a 60-yard indentation that they allowed in, which include the AGR building and this bicycle. Bicycles and backpacks are not allowed inside the secure perimeter Brumbel. But because there is a Pac-Man's mouth that somehow allowed a 60-yard triangle inside the 200-yard security bubble, this is now allowed in because it's outside of their security perimeter. But normally, this would never be allowed, and the event shuts down. And by the way, it still should be shut down right now. It's over until you identify... Now, that backpack right there, now this is conjecture, but he did carry his AR-15 in the backpack, disassembled. So, there it is. Okay, so that bike is right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Right in that triangle. That's where the bike and the backpack are. The backpack with the AR-15 in it. But this was all just coincidence that you just create a 60-yard indentation inside of your security perimeter, right? This is all just coincidence, right? No conspiracy involved here.
No, of course.
Of course not. And suddenly, and remember, inside of that bubble, I'm going to show you the video in a minute. Inside of that Pac-Man's mouth, the 60-yard unexplainable indentation inside the security bubble, that was all being cleared out by the AGR building security, private security. That was all being cleared out prior to the event until right before the event, allowing Crooks to take position.
Yep.
It's weird. The AGR building owned by Democratic Party activists. I mean, I'm talking about globalist leftists.
Yeah.
Own that building. And we're clearing everybody out, maybe so that they wouldn't notice Thomas Crooks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm crazy. I mean, you got this little inexplicable 60 yards indentation inside your security perimeter. And you've got private security run by Democratic Party activists clearing everybody out so that maybe Crooks can come in with his backpack full of a rifle. And explosive devices, all within 200 yards of President Trump. And they're supposed to have a 500-yard perimeter, by the way, but they say 200 yards. So there you have the bike right there. 5:32, so just 5 minutes later, AGR Sniper 1 spots Crooks using his phone and a rangefinder, and they still let Trump on the stage 30 minutes later without ever confronting him, without ever running his tag, without finding out what's in that backpack, without finding out what the bike's doing there. Nobody does anything. So for me, the local cops was misfeasance.
Mm-hmm.
And the Secret Service was malfeasance, a purposeful plot by somebody involved in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
5:38, 6 minutes later, AGR Sniper 1 messages the Sniper group about Crooks. You can put that up. So here it is. Kid, I believe he means lurking.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably, what do you call it, Aaron, voicing
voice
it
to text.
Yeah, voice to text. He's voice texting into his phone. So the phone read it as learning instead of lurking. Kid, so I'm going to read it the way it's supposed to be read. Kid lurking around the building we are in. Now, again, notice the time.
Oh, my
This
gosh.
Is 5:40. Trump takes the stage in 20 minutes, and nobody resolves this kid.
Yeah.
Who's already got a local bolo issued for him. Yep. For a Baker Act, for all intents and purposes. Kid lurking around building we are in. AGR, I believe it is. I did see him with a rangefinder. Nobody does anything. Secret Service does nothing. Local cops do nothing. With a rangefinder looking towards the stage.
Like, what?
This is the rat hole that I fall into. I need to know why. I mean, again, if you're a local cop, I don't think local cops are involved in this plot. I definitively believe it is a plot to kill Donald Trump as much as there was a plot to kill JFK, which succeeded. This was a plot to kill Donald Trump that did not succeed, but did murder a hero firefighter.
Yep.
Corey Comparator or something. I can't remember how to pronounce it. Now I'll pronounce it wrong anyway. But anyway, Comparator, something like that.
Yeah.
Much respect to him. But no, the cops, this is misfeasance. What are you doing? Why wouldn't somebody? There's lots of cops there. There's cops there from three different counties and state police. Why is nobody talking to them? If you want to notify Secret Service snipers to look out, that's what you're going to do, and without shutting down the event, look out. That's what you do. This is what you do at a protective event. Look out. No, that's what you do when you're golfing.
Yeah, exactly.
You hit a stray shot. Look out. Not when there's guns involved and you have the President of the United States taking the stage in 22 minutes. I lost sight of him. Also, a bike with backpack sitting next to it in rear of building that was not seen earlier. Call it in. Look at the bottom part now. Don't miss the bottom part. Call it in to command and have a uniform check it out. So they have a command post, which includes, get this now, a universal radio with the Secret Service sitting there. So this was called in to the CP, the command post. This was called into the command post. We need to know now who heard it in the Secret Service.
Yep.
Who heard them talk about Thomas Matthew Crooks on that radio? Who heard it? Ron Johnson, I believe, is trying to get all of these people to a senatorial hearing. We need to know who heard it and did nothing, because that person is probably in on the plot. 5:49 p.m., so 11 minutes before Trump took the stage, photos of Crooks are sent to Butler ESU, their sniper team. 5:55 p.m., Butler ESU command confirms receipt and relays the photos. Relays them to who? We need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
Butler ESU command inquires. So the only people doing any police work there is Butler. Where's Secret Service?
Yeah.
Oh, they put a bunch of DHS agents there. So that's where you get Pat, the clown woman, who couldn't put a holster on a weapon. These are not, there's three Secret Service agents there, not counting the CS team.
Yeah.
Three.
Yep.
And the CS team, by the way, are not protective Secret Service agents. Anybody know that? They're uniform Secret Service agents.
Oh,
credit Dan Bongino. They're not people that run a protection. They don't know how to run a protection racket. They don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
They don't know how to run a protective detail. They are snipers. They're SWAT team members. They're not there for protection.
Right.
So you really have three people there for a crowd of 20 or 30,000 people. And Donald J. Trump taking the stage, you have three Secret Service agents there because they had to make sure that Jill Biden was covered, who has no chance of being killed ever. Ever, because nobody gives two craps about Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
So 5:59 p.m., Butler ESU Command inquires about Crook's direction of travel. Initially, AGR Sniper 1 is unsure. 6:05, Trump is now on the stage, still unresolved.
Yeah.
Trump is now on the stage. AGR Sniper 1 later reports Crook's moving northeast towards Sheets with a backpack. Trump's on stage. Nobody does anything. Including the Secret Service. This is all, that, you know, we have to assume the Secret Service now knows about all this. 6:06 to 6:12, Trump is on the stage and gets shot at 6:11. AGR Sniper 1 moves to the ground floor to meet local law enforcement to alert them about Crooks. Approximately 6:11 p.m., Crooks begins shooting. Now, here's the latest video that has come out, was released, initially held by the FBI. The FBI is making sure right now that they cover their own butts and that they are not drawn into this. So they're being very cooperative with the public right now. Matt Lautner video, Sniper's Nest video, released by Dave Stewart of Butler, PA. This is a local who shot this video. They actually see him running across the screen. Got two clips from this video. Proving one thing, proving another. I'll show you in a minute. From 7:13, Trump attempted assassination. His cell phone was confiscated by the FBI initially and recently returned to him. Who knows if they altered it, though. But anyway, so here's the start. Here's the first 40 seconds. Here is proof of what I'm telling you about AGR clearing the area, in my opinion, so that Crooks could sneak in. Play for me.
Okay. This is no trespassing. Oh,
sorry. We didn't see any signs.
This guy's kicking everybody out. He's raging.
One.
So there you go. That proves what I told you. They were out there clearing the field prior to the event. Cleared them all out. Now, this is, again, you can find this at Matt Lautner or Dave Stewart of Butler, PA. They're the ones who put this video out. This is just released today. Just put out today. And get the full. It's 7 minutes long. But there's a lot of F-bombs in it, way too much for us to edit. So I'm just giving you two short clips of it, really the most important clips. So that shows you that the AGR building, owned by globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitists, Trump haters, and Biden supporters, their own staff was out clearing everybody off of their property inside of the Pac-Man mouth. 200-yard perimeter and a 60-yard indentation in that perimeter, which included the AGR building and Thomas Crooks. In that Pac-Man's mouth, they had AGR security clearing everybody out.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, it's almost like they cut that specifically out and then cut out that 60-yard indentation and then cleared all the people out of it. It's like it's on purpose or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's about a 1 minute clip, which includes the shots going off. Play for me.
Make yourself small, bro. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, brand new footage that's all from a different angle now. So you see now, during this entire video, Trump is on the stage. You have all, remember this, you have all these cops. Now, this is a 7-minute video. In the 7-minute video, you have the security from AGR clearing people out, and then almost immediately, cops surround this building for 5-6 minutes. Notice the time frame on there, 6:10 to 6:15. They are surrounding this building, and nobody takes Trump off the stage.
Yeah.
How does this happen? There is no way this happens. There is no way, speaking of the Olympics, to reach this Olympian level of incompetence without it being nefarious.
Exactly.
No way. Where Trump is on the stage, this has to be being called in to the CP, where you have the Secret Service sitting, and nobody from the Secret Service does anything about it. We need to know the guy sitting next to the Secret Service Unified Command Radio, the tactical channel. We need to know, because this is being called in.
Yep.
And why was Trump still on the stage? Remember, 5 minutes is a long time. Let's do 3 seconds. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. 5 minutes they're sitting there.
Yeah.
And they knew Crooks was on there or couldn't find him for half an hour. And people were taking photos. Remember the earlier videos that came out of bystanders videoing Crooks on the roof, screaming it out. That was before this.
Yeah. Yep.
That's before this. So you're looking at a minimum of a half an hour where they could have canceled the event or postponed the event. And as was stated, trying to remember who, because I love to give credit where credit is due. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, there's an interview in one of the broadcasts that I watched. Somebody in the know said, normally at an event like this, if a car backfires, the event shut down until they find out where it came from.
Yeah.
But here, you have bystanders filming Crooks with their phones. They're actually on their cell phones filming Crooks crawling onto the roof, you know, because this is not a professional. His rifle kind of going everywhere, laying down in a prone position, screaming, and nobody does anything.
Yep.
Now, the locals can't do anything but call for the cops, which they did, and here was the cops' response. So there, you're looking at a bracket of time of 26 minutes where Crooks is either known to be on the roof or known to be on the roof for 26 minutes. That's almost for sure. Known to be on the roof for 10, 15 minutes, absolutely for sure. And nobody does anything. And when I say nobody does anything, the cops are responding. People are on the radio. Again, there's another cop in the room. Whenever you're doing anything like this, you got your lapel mic right here and you're calling it in. Sure. I'm on this side of the building. I'm on that side of the building. What's we yet to see the subject.
Yeah.
So and the reason why they're there is from all the other footage of the people shooting it on their cell phones. Screaming, there's a man on the roof with a gun, and here come the cops. And nobody does anything. It's being called in to the tactical channel. Tactical channel means the unified command channel. Going to the Secret Service, and the Secret Service let Trump stay on the stage. How is that even possible? It can't be unless it is a murderous assassination attempt plot.
Yep.
All right, you can bring it back to me. 6:23 p.m., Beaver County SWAT confirms Crook's death on the roof. Local law enforcement and a Secret Service agent are present. 6:46 p.m. Crooks is patted down, revealing transmitter device, phone, and the illustrious rangefinder. 7:45 p.m. to 7:46 p.m. An Allegheny Bomb Squad's request. At an Allegheny Bomb Squad's request, local law enforcement texts pictures of Crooks and nearby items to an ATF. That means it disappears because the ATF just likes to assassinate people for doing nothing. As I stated, the Little Rock, Arkansas, airport administrator shot him between the eyes for selling a gun against the law that the ATF unilaterally made up.
Yes.
Which now is illegal for them to do so, according to the Supreme Court. So they stuck it in just at the right time.
Yep.
Remember, the Supreme Court ruling came out, and I digress for just a minute on the ATF, which is more disgusting than even the FBI, because they make up their own gun laws and then enforce them, even to the point of using use of force to the level of death, killing somebody. The Little Rock Air Force administrator, who's, you know, you're not allowed to sell a gun now for a profit unless you are become a licensed gun dealer. You have to send in and get become licensed through the ATF to the tune of $200. You got to send to get licensed. So if I want to sell Brent my 6 hour 9mm and I want to make a dollar off of it, I got to become a licensed gun dealer. Nobody knows that law, but yet they're enforcing it, and that's what they killed that guy for.
Yeah, of course.
So nobody knows. They're surveilling this guy. I'm just telling you this because these are the experts. These are the ones that are conducting the investigation. The investigation. So this poor guy sells a gun. I think he sold it at a gun show or something. And he made some money. I don't know what he made. $100, let's say. I'm just making that up. But he made some money. Made $100 on a gun sale. He's being surveilled by the ATF. This is a guy who never has committed a law violation in his life, never broken a law in his life.
Right.
Not one time ever. Why don't you just walk up to the guy and tell him, hey, you broke the law. Here's a notice to appear.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's no flight risk. He is the general manager for the Little Rock Airport.
Yeah.
This guy's a big deal. He can't disappear. There's nowhere for him to go. I mean, you talk about fingerprinted out the yin yang to run an airport. It's not a small airport either. I mean, it's small by LaGuardia standards, but it's not a small airport. So what do? Raid his house in the middle of the night. They never contact him. Nothing. They don't do an FI, field interrogation. They do nothing. They don't do a knock and talk. Nothing. They raid his house in the middle of the night. What are you going to do if somebody's raiding your house in the middle of the night? I think you're going to answer with your handgun or with your AR, right? I would.
Absolutely.
So he did. And they shot him between the eyes. Just so you know, that's the ATF. What's being done? Nothing. Nothing. That's our country. You think this is a democratic republic? You think it's a constitutional republic? No, it's a banana republic run by idiots.
Yep.
Run by totalitarians like the ATF. And I hate to say that. 25 years in uniform right here. 25 years of law enforcement. 1992, 2017, right where I'm sitting, Sarasota County, Florida, with great training in a great department. Never would we do things like this. But the feds do because they can get away with it. All right, here's another one. Benny Johnson video. SWAT officer says, so here's the local SWAT team members speaking to ABC, that bastion of right-wing conservatism. SWAT officer says they had no communication with the Secret Service. Play for me, Brent.
We were supposed to get a face-to-face briefing with the Secret Service snipers whenever they arrived, and that never happened. So I think that was probably a pivotal point where I started thinking things were wrong because that never happened, and we had no communication with the Secret Service.
You had no communication with the Secret Service at all on that Saturday?
Not until after the shooting.
And by then?
It was too late.
Yeah, don't you worry. They talk to the Secret Service after everybody's dead or shot.
All right.
I mean, imagine you are running the protective operation. You are in charge of this security detail, and you never talk to the local SWAT teams, and there's three of them. Never talk to them. How is that possible? Think about it. How is that possible? How would you set up line of sight? This is why. The only line of sight that was blocked was the Secret Service CS team.
Yep.
They're the only ones who had their line of sight blocked where it took a miracle shot to kill Crooks. Crooks' line of sight was perfect, right to Donald Trump, right to the states. No, it was not obstructed by the tree at all. The only person that tree obstructed was Trump's CS team right behind Donald Trump.
Yep.
That was the only obstruction. But if you actually go there and you coordinate, and these guys are Billy Bad Butts, and I mean literally they are. A lot of these guys are... If you know snipers, I've known a few. I'm telling you, these guys, they are bad dudes. You need to get them all together. They'll figure out where there is no line of sight for any bad guy. They'll have it figured out in an hour. Nobody did it, though. It's weird. It's almost like it was on purpose to kill Donald J. Trump. Donald J. Trump, True Social post, I will be going back to Butler. That is what you do. And by the way, he's told the Secret Service to shove it up their own cabooses, and he's doing live outdoor rallies again.
Yep.
I will be going back to Butler, Pennsylvania for a big and beautiful rally. Talking just like Trump, big and beautiful. Honoring the soul of our beloved firefighting hero, Corey, and those brave patriots injured 2 weeks ago. What a day it will be. Fight, fight, fight. Stay tuned for details. As many people in the area, you got to go. If it was here in Sarasota County, if it was here somewhere in Florida, I'd be going.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you got to go. Got to pack it out. And hopefully Donald Trump is hiring. I have heard, again, source Dan Bongino, that he has hired other security. He needs to hire all these guys that are saying they'll do it for free.
Yeah,
don't do them. Don't be cheap and do it for free. I'm just saying, don't hire them for free. But these are warriors. These are absolute merchants of death.
Yeah,
hire those guys. Hire the guys that went and rescued Americans out of Afghanistan on their own dime. Hire those guys. The whole scene will be secure. If you have to, you know, do what they did in Woodstock. Hire the Hell's Angels. Have them go out.
100%.
I guarantee you nobody's going to walk through them. Whatever you got to do. Let me do my Midas Go real quick. Give me 60 seconds, literally 60 seconds or less on my one and only sponsor. Love this company, Midas Gold Group, MAGA-owned, MAGA-operated, veteran-owned, veteran-operated. Notice what I said. I didn't say Republican. I didn't say conservative. I said MAGA. Make America great again. because conservative means who knows what these days, and Republican means who knows what these days. This is a MAGA company. They love God. They know the election was stolen. They know that they will say these things. Whenever I talk to the person running MAGA right now, Ken, whenever I'm running MAGA, running Midas right now, it's God bless you. This is the type of company we need to be buying from. Why do we need to buy gold? Because they're trying to devalue and de-dollarize the globe. They're trying to devalue the USD and de-dollarize the globe, turning us over to the Chinese yuan, hyperinflate our currency so the dollar means nothing. And the people that are trying to do this are hoarding and buying gold. So that tells you that the people trying to destroy the dollar are saying that the future currency will be gold. So we all need to be buying gold. We're not going to let them destroy the dollar, but we need to buy gold. And Midas Gold, it's physical gold in your hands. You buy it, you get it, you put it in your safe. That's it. Not phantom gold accounts. Physical gold in your hands. They've got IRAs. You can set those up when you close them. Get your physical gold in your hands. The first question I asked them. Buy gold. Buy it from Midas. And when you do, tell them the TLP sent you. All right, let's go to the next thing. Going to Venezuela now. Nicolas Maduro, he's in trouble. And if you notice the language here in this and what's going on here, fraudulent election, Nicolas Maduro lost by a ton. Basically, he got 20% of the vote and is claiming that he won.
Yep.
That's what's happening. This should all sound very eerily familiar to you as you go, because leftists left. Nazi's going to Nazi. KGB agent's going to KGB. It's just the way that it is. They all do the same thing. They do as much as they can possibly get away with. They're trying to steal the election in Venezuela the way the Biden administration stole the election in 2020. Conservative citizen video. Venezuelan riots. Protesters have completely taken over following election result. Play for me, Brent. There's probably some Maduro infiltrators in there. They're all going to be arrested for an insurrection. We all know that. But anyway, because they're going to follow the same pattern. All right. Now, I stole everything from George. We had George on, was it two Fridays ago?
Yeah.
So awesome, awesome follow on Twitter. Seriously, really great. We're going to have him back on the show whenever we can get him. He's fantastic. I stole a lot of slides from him. He covered this thing really, really well. Breaking, the socialist government of Venezuela just issued a statement hinting that Nicolas Maduro is preparing to invalidate the election results. That sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Claiming that there was foreign interference in the election. Tom, the Democrats never do that. No, they just tried to do it for 2 years and $42 million later, and 40 FBI agents tried to do it. Yep. Remember that under Robert Mueller and Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and all of that? $40 million, 40 FBI agents? They tried to invalidate an election claiming what? Foreign interference, when there is no evidence of foreign interference. Do you know what Maduro is claiming? He's claiming that Elon Musk stole it using his laser beams. His spaceships is more accurate.
Yeah.
That's what he's claiming. The Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela denounces and alerts the world about an intervention operation against the electoral process. What's that? The Russians. That's not what they're claiming. They're claiming a different intervention operation. They do the same thing. I told you these people aren't smart. They're just full of zeal. Our right to free, to self-determine. Oh, this sounds like people trying to defend democracy. Mm-hmm. The people trying to steal an election. The people that try to take a candidate off a ballot are there to defend the integrity of elections, defend democracy. Our right to free self-determination and the sovereignty of our homeland by a group of foreign governments and powers. What are they exactly? Show us again. Show us how Russia tried to steal the election. Show me one email. Show me one communique. Show me one transfer of funds. Nothing. Ever. There's never any evidence whatsoever. It's just words put out there. And then, of course, the Goebbels media takes it up and runs with it. So here's George again. This is the video attached to this tweet. Play for me, Brent.
Solventar una agresión en contra del sistema de transmisión de datos que retardó de manera adversa la transmisión de los resultados de las elecciones presidenciales, habiendo llegado al 80% de transmisión, cumplimos con emitir el primer boletín que marca una tendencia contundente e irreversible. Con el 80% de las mesas escrutadas y con un nivel de participación electoral del 59%, los resultados son los siguientes. Primero, Nicolás Maduro Moro, del Gran Polo Patriótico, obtuvo 5.150.092 votos con un 51.20%. El candidato Edmundo González, de la Mesa de la Unidad.
So there you go. I could let that go on for another minute, but that's good enough. You saw it. They're blaming their election results that Maduro lost. They're claiming that Maduro got 60% of the vote. He actually got 20. And they're claiming the only reason why you didn't see that he got 60% is somehow or another, their electoral technology was, what would be the right word, Aaron? Invaded, hacked.
Yep.
It was all hacked. It was all a hack. He got 60% of the vote, even though all the tech says he got 20%, because of Elon Musk's spaceships. Don't believe me? Here's another one for you. Venezuelan socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro goes on another unhinged rant calling Elon Musk his arch enemy and claims Elon is trying to invade Venezuela using SpaceX rockets. Play for me.
¿Y la realidad virtual quién la controla? Nuestro nuevo archienemigo, el célebre Elon Musk, que desesperado da la cara y él quisiera venirse con sus cohetes y con un ejército a invadir Venezuela. Elon Musk, menos mal que diste la cara, porque sabíamos que tú estabas detrás de todo, Elon Musk, con tu plata, con tu satélite. Pretende él controlar al mundo. Ya controla Argentina, Elon Musk. Va por el litio de ustedes, pueblo argentino. Ya controla Ecuador. Es la representación de la ideología fascista en el mundo. El poder económico respaldando la ideología fascista de extrema derecha. Antinatura, antisociedad. Y ahora entonces lo tenemos como archienemigo de la paz de Venezuela. Hoy sacó un ex. ¿Ustedes no lo vieron? Da vergüenza. Lo voy a decir porque da vergüenza. Sacó un Twitter, que llamábamos antes, con unas imágenes de una gente llevándose unas cosas, unas cajas. Y resulta que era un video de por ahí, de una gente llevándose unos aires acondicionados. Entonces él dijo, la prueba contra Maduro que se robó las elecciones, las cajas que se están robando el CNE. Elon Musk. Estás desesperado, te fuiste de boca en los mods, contrólate, que te van a llevar al fracaso, igual que esta derecha llevó al fracaso a todos los políticos estadounidenses. En los mods, quien se mete conmigo se seca, quien se mete con Venezuela se seca en los mods. ¿Quieres pelea? Vamos a darle en los mods. Estoy listo, soy hijo de Bolívar y de Chávez. No te tengo miedo, Elon Musk.
And he got absolutely destroyed in the election. It's just funny, on a rudimentary level, as always, you have a dictator stating in the name of democracy, just like Democratic Party inside the United States, that I want to censor speech in the name of democracy.
Yep.
He doesn't like Elon Musk because Elon Musk's platform, Twitter/X, is now free speech again. So he's now in the, again, think about it. You're like, Tom, this makes no sense. I know it makes no sense. And you have to give up trying to understand. Aaron's taught me that. You need to give up trying to understand it. But you have people who are claiming that they're trying to defend democracy, the integrity of their electoral process, by claiming they had a foreign hack into their computers, completely belying all actual evidence.
Yeah.
Then you have him attacking, in the name of democracy, a free speech streaming platform. Free speech. He can say whatever he wants on Twitter, too.
Yep.
He can do whatever he wants. So as this follows the exact same model as the Democratic Party inside the United States, where you have the Biden administration sending out FBI agents, sending out DHS agents to meet weekly with Mark Zuckerberg about what posts to take down. Also meeting with YouTube and Google and Twitter and Dorsey at the time. All in the name of democracy. Censorship in the name of democracy. Forced vaccines in the name of democracy. Not allowing investigations into the electoral process in the name of democracy. Why would you care? It's again, it's like Kamala Harris. Why are you not proud to be the border czar? Because you have something to hide. Why don't you want a forensic audit of elections? Why? Elon Musk put this out. If I knew that I won an election, I'd be showing the receipts.
Yeah.
Not claiming I lost by some foreign hack and a raid by Elon's rockets and army. I'd like to know where is Elon's army? What are they called, like E-Force? What are they exactly?
X-Force.
Yeah, X-Force. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. X-Force. Another George video. Breaking: Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado and candidate Edmundo Gonzalez, that is who is the new president of Venezuela. You know, it's interesting too, and I digress. 10:04, 4 minutes into overtime. What is Maduro claiming right now? Anybody know? He's claiming that their crime rate is way down.
Oh.
He is. That should sound familiar, doesn't it? Sound, again, he claims their foreign hack is why he lost the election, just like Hillary did. And then they actually do steal an election themselves, of course, like he's stealing this one. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, claim the foreign hack, then actually steal an election. That should sound very familiar.
Yep.
But he claims the crime rate's down. Why is their crime rate down? Because they've emptied out all of their prisons and sent them to the United States. That's an absolute fact, by the way. That comes from insiders inside of Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
They've emptied out all their insane asylums and all of their prisons into the United States. Unvetted, unchecked. We have no idea who they are. I wonder why our women are getting raped and murdered and killed. Teenagers, young women. I wonder why we're having mass sex trafficking, mass and home invasions. I have no idea why. But his crime rate's down. Joe Biden claims his crime rate's down. Now, Maduro's crime rate sounds because he's actually deported, for all intents and purposes, all of his criminals to the United States. Biden's crime rate is down because we're no longer reporting crime.
Right.
44% of all law enforcement agencies no longer report their crimes to the UCR. So then you can claim crime is down because it's down according to the UCR, Uniform Crime Report from the FBI. It's actually down, but it's only down because nobody's telling them about the crimes.
Yeah.
So again, these people, they do the same thing over and over again. They're just demons. Demons are not smart. They're just full of zeal for the devil. So here is the spokesperson. Edmundo Gonzalez is actually the gentleman in the white shirt right behind the lady that's speaking. That is the true president of Venezuela. They voted out the socialist. They voted out the socialist. This is imagine this. In America, we're trying to be what Venezuela is right now. Not you and I, not the watchers of the TLP, not the 967 watching right now. We don't want it. But the Democratic Party, which supposedly represents 50% of America, 50% of America want what's already been tried in Venezuela and what's already failed in Venezuela and what's failed in every Central American country, every South American country, every country in Europe, East Asia, everywhere.
Yep.
It's already been tried. It's already been tried in China. It's already been tried in Russia. It's already failed, and half of America wants it. And here's another one failed just a few hundred miles, few thousand miles south of you. Failed again, and a lot of Americans want to install this system. It's failed because Venezuelans are like, you know what? You can pull up this. You think this is an exaggeration? It's not. I can show you a video. I should have gotten it. There's a video going around of the currency of Venezuela where basically it's in the back of a dump truck.
Yeah.
And the people are just letting it fly off the back of the junk truck because it means nothing. That's what the Biden administration is in the process of doing on purpose. So you have to go to them for your guaranteed monthly income. Live in your 15-minute city in your 1,000-square-foot cubicle. That's what they want. So here she is speaking about the election. Play for me, Brent.
Decirle a todos los venezolanos y al mundo entero que Venezuela tiene un nuevo presidente electo y es Edmundo González. Ganamos y todo el mundo lo sabe. Todo el mundo lo sabe. Quiero que sepan que esto ha sido algo tan, tan abrumador, tan grande, que hemos ganado, en todos los sectores del país, en todos los estratos del país, en todos los estados del país, en todos ganamos. Y todos los que estamos aquí, el mundo entero, lo vimos en las calles. Sabemos lo que hoy pasó.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of your comments here in the chat about it. SATCOM 9475 says no such thing as 51-49 split. Yeah, Bannon believes what you do, that 75% of America is MAGA. I don't know if it's that high. You got it at 70% patriots, 20% gutless coward fence sitters, and 10% demonic traitors, which I don't really disagree with you on the whole. Maybe a little bit on the numbers, but I agree with you overall, your overall perspective on it. Allegedly 50% of the voting population, half of America, doesn't even vote. That's correct. That's from Alpha Acres. So it's hard to tell. It really is hard to tell. I guess the best way to break it down would be people who are most likely to vote, most likely voters. Likely voters is what they call them. So here's another bit from Venezuela. Now, Nicolas Maduro says that these people were running out. Elon Musk posted that these armed men were running out of these. Now, these happen to be voting centers. These are where you go and vote. These are what we, you know, the polls here in America. So these are their poll sites, their voting centers. Maduro says that these armed men who show up armed with AK-47s and automatic weapons and body armor and masks on, that they're running out of these voting centers with air conditioners. How many air conditioners would there be? And why would they all be inside the building? When was the last time an air conditioner was installed inside of a building? Ask yourself that. I mean, it would be, if it was a wall unit, it'd be half in and half out. But it, I mean, these are fully and completely inside the building. So Maduro says that Elon Musk is lying. You can judge for yourself. Are they running out of these voting centers with air conditioners or actual voting machines? Two videos in a row, both from George. Both from George. Play it for me, Brent. So you believe those are air conditionings? You have multiple air conditionings inside of one building. And by the way, they're not air conditionings. Those are not air conditioners, just so you know. You're like, Tom, enough on Venezuela. You got it. No more on Venezuela. Here's the thing. It's no different here outside of the violence and outside of armed thugs from the president so far. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's not even true. Aaron, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Brett, you guys, I'm in. I'm wrong. We have armed thugs. Come on. I'll go over the list. Mar-a-Lago raided.
Yep.
James O'Keefe raided. Rudy Giuliani raided. General Flynn arrested. Roger Stone arrested.
BLM.
BLM $2 to $4 billion worth of damage, killed, murdered 30 people. I'm missing some. I know I'm missing some.
Antifa.
So there are armed squads out there killing people, but just not even on a very rudimentary right versus left or left versus right, because we don't do any of those things. We've never raided a former president's house. Only they do that. Only the defenders of democracy. They're the only ones who raid their predecessors' homes.
Yep.
They're the only ones who prosecute their predecessors. Only the defenders of democracy do such a thing.
Yep.
So you're like, get away from Venezuela, Tom. We're bored. It gets too far away. No, okay, I got you. But here's a Johnny Midnight video. So what's going on in the United States? Well, here's Georgia. Over 380,000 ballot images missing. Play for me.
Does the investigation confirm that there are missing ballot images?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know why 380,761 ballot images from Election Day machine count are not available?
We subpoenaed Fulton County for all of their ballot images. We received approximately 518,000 ballot images.
From Election Day?
Those are for the recount.
Those are from the recount, but we have no ballot images for 380,761 ballots from Election Day, correct?
What was subpoenaed was the ballot images for the recount, because that's what this case was about, not the Election Day.
Does Fulton County know why there are not 380,761 ballot images from Election Day?
As with the investigators, we have not been apprised of this allegation. This is the first I'm hearing about it. I have no idea what the basis of that allegation is, and so we would have to.
Would Fulton County agree that every vote should have a ballot image?
So you've got over 380,000 ballot images missing, i.e., these are when you feed your ballot into the machine, it snaps an image of them. And so it's machine counted again, even when it's paper, it's still machine counted, and the machines are connected to the internet and can be manipulated in those counts again, as George brought up when he was on the show. Why is it that they claim that these machines are not connected to the internet, but then when we had that worldwide internet collapse two weeks ago, that Maricopa County had a voting machine problem on the day that the internet crashed.
Oops.
If they're not connected to the internet.
Yep.
It gets like, Tom, that belies all logic. I know, and I want to understand. my main problem is, why does anybody listen to these people? That's my main problem, including if you're a leftard. If they're cheating in elections, then they'll eventually cheat you too.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. And why would you ever want to win an election that you had to cheat to win? You can't be right then. You can't be on a righteous side then. So you got 380,000 ballot images missing from the recount and 369,000 missing from their initial count. And the dip squat moron in the audience, this is the first we've ever heard of it. How could it be the first you've ever heard of it in 2024? How is it that you're missing? And by the way, this is not from the state of Georgia. This is all from freaking, miscussing, Fulton County. Fulton, one county.
Yeah.
369,000 ballot images missing from the initial count. 380,000 ballot images missing from the recount. This is the first we've heard of it. These are the people telling you to put masks on. These are the experts. These are our leaders. Take me to your leader. These people? Why, again, and you're like, Tom, you're always riding this dead horse. It ain't dead. It's alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live horse. They're going to do it over and over again until somebody finally calls them out and says, I'm not listening to your idiocy. Put a mask on and stand 6 feet apart. You're an idiot if you ever did that. Because these people, I thought I still had an image I was pointing to the screen. Those are the people that tell you to do it. You're like, Tom, these are election counters. They're all the bureaucrats. It's all what Mike Benz calls the blob. Just a bunch of bureaucrats who don't even know how, they don't even know how to balance their checkbook. They couldn't run an Applebee's, let alone an election where you got 2 million people voting in one county.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, they couldn't run a lemonade stand. I'm not kidding, by the way. I'm not being hyperbolic. They couldn't. And Bongino was bringing this up about George Herbert Walker Bush when he was running for president. He made the mistake of going into a grocery store. And remember when back in the day when they first installed the scanners?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about 80s technology. He was running for president in the early 90s. Well, for re-election in the early 90s. So I'm assuming this is like re-election early 90s. So he got elected in 88. So it's probably like, 87 or early 88, whatever it may be. So he's going in there and he goes to the scanners. Hey, what's that? He didn't even know what it was because he's never been in a grocery store in his life and he's running the country. Well, no wonder we ended up in a war in Iraq for absolutely nothing. Because life, he has no real connective tissue to life,
yeah,
to humanity, to human beings. That's why he was grabbing, sexually harassing women when he was in a wheelchair.
Yep.
They have actually no connectivity to reality at all. What's that? It's a freaking scanner, moron. I could have told you that when I was 12. I used to do it when I was 12. Remember, I don't know if you, well, this is kind of, they're all too young in here, but when you could ask a cashier, could I do it? You know, so you put your item, bleep, and you go through there.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what it is. He's never, that's all of these people. That's Kamala. That's her ridiculous husband, Doug Emhoff. That's Biden himself. That's Jill. All they've ever had is their butts kissed and their boots licked their entire lives. People buying them off and them whoring themselves to anything. And by the way, let me just say this, because I believe this, and this is going to be rough. I believe this. I can't believe it's already 10:18. I believe this about politicians and pastors. Most of them, not all of them, most of them. I have a pastor, Rodney R. Brown. He's not like this. Jonathan Shuttlesworth's not like this. Archer Pulaski's not like this. Real pastors are not like this. And there are a few. There's always a remnant. But most PPs, politicians and pastors, they are rudderless, principleless, moralless, and they will say what's ever expedient to say in the moment.
Yep.
No matter what. If it was politically beneficial, and by that, for pastors, I mean politics inside the church. If it is politically beneficial for most pastors, they will become a transgender activist.
Yep.
Right now, they don't think they can. I remember one COVID-caving monstrosity here in the state of Florida. And he ended up calling himself the Patriot Pastor after closing his church down for 6 months. and circulating a petition. This is in Florida. He was pastoring in Largo. And Ron DeSantis had deemed churches, because of the arrest of Rodney Howard Brown and the pressure put on by that arrest, it deemed churches to be essential. Remember, we were all going to be deemed essential. About judgment. All these people claim, I don't want to be judged. Don't judge me. But you want to be called essential or not essential? Give me a break. But anyway, so after Ron DeSantis deems churches to be essential in the state of Florida, this idiot pastor, after bad-mouthing Pastor Rodney and bad-mouthing Jonathan Shuttlesworth, he was the one, this is not our fight. This is not our time, really. Look what's happened after that, you stupid idiot. But so he, after Ron DeSantis deems churches to be essential, he circulated a petition and had pastors signing it, deeming themselves non-essential. And then a few months later, launches a podcast anti-COVID as the Patriot Pastor. Never repents, never said he was wrong. Just whatever he thinks is beneficial to himself in the moment. That is most pastors, and that is most politicians. Don't go to those churches that the pastor will say anything so that he stays socially or culturally relevant, or that he believes will be beneficial to him. He will say anything. If he thinks it's time, you know what? It's time to preach hellfire and brimstone because it'll be beneficial to him. He thinks that's popular right now. That's what he'll preach.
Exactly.
When he thinks it'll be, look at me lose all these viewers. I'm losing all these viewers right now. It's all right. I mean, I've never preached to attract a crowd. Thank you, Brent. He's laughing. I never have. I'm just telling you. But when they think, you know what? You know, it's beneficial to me right now. I'm going to be anti-COVID. I'll be anti-COVID. But when I think that it's beneficial to me to be pro-COVID, I'm going to be pro-COVID. And I'm going to be anti-vax right now because that's the momentum going on inside of the conservative church. So I'll be that right now. But then when I think that the tide has stemmed, I'm going to go and be pro-vaccine.
Yep.
Pro-lockdown. Pro-6 feet apart. Pro-alcohol gel stations. Pro-COVID clumps and lockdowns. At that time, that's what every pastor did. They weren't scared of COVID. They licked their finger and they put it in the air and they said, you know what? What will be beneficial to me in my career?
Exactly.
That's what I'm going to preach. Not me. No. I could never sleep at night like that. I could not live with myself like that. I open the Bible and I say, what does the Bible say about sickness, illness, or disease? He took up our infirmities and he carried our diseases. Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Psalm 103:3, that he forgives all of our sins and heals all of our diseases. Matthew 16:19, whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you loose is loose. By his stripes, you were healed.
Yep.
All of those, that's where I stand. That's what I preach. That's it. Whatever the truth is, whether it's beneficial to me or not, is what comes out of my mouth. Period. Even when it hurts my reputation, where I have to admit that I was wrong, that's what you do. I've admitted in front of the entire church I was wrong.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And you're like, okay, what does this have to do with anything, Tom? It has to do with everything. You have to be willing in the midst of the storm to stand. Period. That's it. and speak the truth. And we'll win. I got a lot more. I'm not going to get to it. So it's 10:22. I always got to pick my spot. Oh, I got. I'll show you the one last thing here. Just so, because you're Venezuela. Remember Ruby Freeman? You think it's just Venezuela? No, it's happening right here. And it's like I said a minute ago. We have the left invading homes. We have the left using violence. We have the left using our DOJ and the justice system to persecute via prosecution their political opponents. Here's Ruby Freeman. Got it for me, Brent? Play it.
No evidence of a poll worker named Ruby Freeman running the same stack of ballots through the counting machines multiple times. Ironically, Ruby Freeman was later given the Presidential Citizens Medal by Joe Biden for her work during the 2020 election.
Look at creepo Joe Biden. He's trying to get as close as he can to Ruby Freeman. Look at him. Look at that. Who stands like that? Who stands like that with a man, let alone a woman? A perv. And if you didn't see it today, I've got it buried here in my giant, massive stack that I didn't get to. We're sending another $1.7 billion to Ukraine.
Oh, good.
Just so everybody knows, wanted you to know that. Oh, man, I didn't even get to all the Olympic stuff. Breitbart News, you had a BBC reporter get arrested for creating lewd images of children. It's just weird how that all works, isn't it? The media, worldwide media cabal. There it is, Depths of Darkness. Former BBC presenter charged with making indecent images, which is kind of weird. When all members of the Goebbels media cabal weirdly are involved in, at least to some tacit extent, the mass disappearance of children throughout the world. Every year, I don't know, million and a half kids just disappear off the planet. There's a United States leading report. United States has announced a new military aid package for Ukraine worth approximately $1.7 million. Aaron, let's break out your picture from the Olympics. We'll do that before we close. See if you can find it. I'll keep yapping until you find it. But I've got so much stuff. I got Kamala Harris and her empty.
I had to black it out.
Yeah,
so
you blacked it out. Now, that, just so you know, where that finger is pointed is this guy's nutsack. Just so you know, that is his scrotum. Out for everybody to see, and there was kids bobbing up and down all around it. That is the state of the Olympic Games. That's the state. I'm telling you, we blacked it out. There was a fully visible scrotum on national TV, not national TV, international TV, for everybody to see with kids all around. Because what they're trying to do is lure kids into sexual activity, desensitize kids into sexual activity with children because they're a bunch of pedophiles. There you go. Okay. Aaron's making sure you know exactly where the scrotal area was. Yep, I think everybody got to figure out, Aaron, yep, if it's hanging down.
Just had to make sure.
I'm just kidding. Great
just
work.
Had to make sure.
Anyway. All right. 25 minutes overtime. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. We got up to over 1,000. Like and share tonight. Get this out to as many people as you possibly can. Get it out. We're telling the truth. Mixing politics with the Bible. Not mixing politics with religion. Mixing politics with the Bible. Yep. Period. Love you all. Stick around the post game. I'll be in the chat during the post game. You'll love it. See you tomorrow night again at 9 p.m. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day, for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you love to worship, this will be your kind of night. Please join us for Crave, a Night of Worship on Friday.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.